Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Valentine's Day, the day when we celebrate the greatest emotion of all, true love. A day filled with flowers, candy, presents, and declarations of our affection. But for some, it's a nightmarish reminder of love gone wrong. And we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show feel your pain. And we know that there is one simple way to heal the love in your heart and help it be reborn. And that's to first kill it with fire.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker!
Today, Valentine's Day, the Johnny Dare Morning Show is giving three listeners the chance to pull the trigger on redemption by taking a flamethrower to the very symbol of their love gone wrong.
The wedding dress.
Burning through gallons of gasoline in mere seconds.
A column of flame nearly 100 feet in length.
They must burn it down to be reborn.
The flames of their lost love melting their cold hearts.
So on this Valentine's Day, they won't say yes to the dress. They'll say, fuck you.
We're done.
It happens this morning.
The Valentine's Day Wedding Dress Massacre.
Celebrating the day of love with the biblical cleanser.
Fire, fire.
With the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
All right. He says we have a signal. T says he knows how to bring it up. Nikki says she believes that this is going to go off without a hitch.
Good.
Isn't that
smooth
right?
As snot.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep. I know.
You smell that? Hey, fun, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like... victory.
Jessica's 26. Married in 2011, husband was cheating, 7 years into marriage, it looks like, allegedly. Dress was in the closet at her parents' house. Her ex moved out to Joplin. Maggie, which, by the way, that should be punishment enough.
I really thought the same thing.
Maggie, 34 years old, married for 4 years, suspects the husband cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Husband lies about everything, allegedly, lied about not going to work, a lot of other things. Ended in divorce, staring at the wedding dress. Brian, 36, married for 8 years. Wife left him on their anniversary.
God.
She had cheated. She took everything, but as a final slap to the face, left the wedding dress behind.
That's cold.
So one at a time. Let's take, who should we bring down first? We'll stage them all. Maggie, Brian, or Jessica. I say, let's let Maggie go first.
Okay.
What do you say? Or no, you know what? Let's Jessica go first. Should we use the Vulcan flamethrower made right here in Kansas City? We should use this one first?
I think so.
All right, yeah. We're going to do the Vulcan one first. Get this thing ready. I'm going to need to switch out to the mobile application. I'm going to need to grab my coat, my gloves, my hat. I'm going to need to make sure all of they are ready. The fire extinguisher ready. That the broadcast is ready. That the line has gone through. The videographers, the drone. Are the newscasters here? Has anybody seen the people show up from the newspaper?
I've not seen, because I have not seen out that window.
That's your warm coat?
No, this is one of four I'm wearing.
Jesus Christ, you just look like... It was like a see-through Chiefs hoodie.
No.
I was like, what in the goddamn are you doing?
No. There's my warm coat, my spider over my other layers.
Yes.
And my face guard.
Yes. All right. Well, stay right there. I'm moving to the location. In 3 minutes and 21 seconds, we go live.
And now, live from outside of the billion-dollar Entercom Multiplex, the Johnny Dare Morning Show brings you the Valentine's Day Wedding Dress Massacre. Listeners Jessica, Maggie, and Brian prepared to burn down memories of Valentine's Day past to melt their cold, cold hearts so that they may rise from the ashes like a phoenix with majestic wings made of middle fingers. For today, they are locked and loaded. The flames are armed and ready to take that wedding dress
and burn that mother effer to the ground.
It's the Valentine's Day Wedding Dress Massacre. And here's your host, Johnny Dare.
We have moved down to the location. T, have you got my signal? We've got three contestants out here. We've got the flamethrowers fueled up. Nikki and I and Jake have moved down here. It's goddamn cold outside.
Well, at least we're hiding behind the building from the sun.
Valentine's Day. This day is as cold as the day they were asked for their divorce, as the day they found out their significant other was cheating, as the day that he moved to Joplin. Now, our first girl, Jessica, married in 2011. Husband was cheating. 7 years into marriage, she says. Dress was in the closet at your parents' house. We'll have Jake. Now, Jake?
Yes.
Take this wedding dress. Now, what's this wedding dress? Where did it come from? What's the story behind it?
Not too much to it. David's bridal and just went for the girl's day and picked out the perfect one, of course.
Terribly expensive?
About $300-ish.
Still, that's a lot of money. And so you kept this in the closet. Now, what happened with your marriage? Jake, you may put that on the mannequin now.
Went down in smoke, so perfect that the wedding dress should follow suit.
Well, so you guys are married, and then you suspected something was going on. How did you ever confirm he was cheating on you?
I found a bunch of text messages because, you know, have to be sneaky when they start saying that you're the one cheating, and I've been faithful, so had to take it back to him.
So this was how long ago?
This was 2 years ago.
And that's just been sitting in your closet?
Dad's closet, so I didn't have to worry about it.
And he's the one that moved to Joplin. Was that just part of his punishment?
He went back to his family, so.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Right now, hey, you don't have to be gentle, you weirdos, with a wedding dress.
I was picking it up, making sure it stayed nice and clean over there.
There you go. By the way, look at Greg. He doesn't even know which way the dress goes. Like, nobody has any idea. They're just.
Is that even the back or the front?
You know, I couldn't even tell you.
Nobody. But I've never had less competent help in my life.
It looks great on the male mannequin, though.
It really does.
I mean, it just makes it.
You want to pretend that it's actually him.
Now, I mean, it's got to be about 6'8" and a couple more pounds, though, then.
All right, well, come over here. Now, listen, you're, of course, in safety attire right now.
Yes.
You've got your coat on.
Looking great, like a fireman.
All right, we're going to pyro this up. First of all, I'm going to give you an ignition here. Hold this for 1 second. Hold on. This here.
I'm so excited. Oh.
All right.
Nikki, how close is this?
I've actually never been this close.
All right, now I'm gonna power this up. So we have the blue. So we have the green light. So when you push this button on top, it's going to fire. So this is your wedding dress here. You can grab. Don't shoot it yet. Hold on to it. Remember, only point the flame at something you want to burn.
Okay.
Now, this culmination, this moment, this Valentine's Day, right now, this is your time to cleanse and start over again. Have you dated since you guys broke up?
Once.
Once and?
He was pretty great, but they were separated and he went back to his wife.
You weren't ready, were you?
No.
All right. Listen, it's time to clean the palate. I want you to keep going. You can give it little puffs. You can give it a hard stream. You can do all the above, but don't stop until you empty that tank.
Can do.
All right, here you go.
Awesome.
There you go. You can get a little bit closer. There you go. There it is. Right there.
Right there.
What do you think?
That is awesome.
Give me a couple little hot ones. There you go.
Ah!
Yes.
Got to get the bottom, too.
Oh, yes. That thing's melting right off, isn't it?
That is a beautiful color.
All right. Let's, I think, you're putting it on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that's
pretty well burnt.
All right. What do you guys think? Nice job. Wow. That is serious stuff there. That really is. You know what? Hit it again. Just, oh, nope. Hey, Captain, maybe you don't stand in front of the fire. You're new here. Did you see that guy?
I know. He was going for it.
All right. He's going to put the fire out, I guess. All right. We're going to dunk this thing. All right. Let me put this one down. Hold on a second, guys. It's going to take me a second to shut this one all the way off. Set this one down here. And T, if you could remind them again with the promo, why I put the CO2 in the other one, why we are down here, why we are loading up diesel and fuel, why we have flamethrowers that will shoot 3 gallons of gas in less than 35 seconds.
Valentine's Day, the day when we celebrate the greatest emotion of all,
true love.
A day filled with flowers, candy, presents, and declarations of our affection.
But for some, it's a nightmarish reminder of love gone wrong.
And we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show feel your pain.
And we know that there is one simple way to heal the love in your heart and help it be reborn.
And that's to first kill it with fire.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker!
Today, Valentine's Day, the Johnny Dare Morning Show is giving three listeners the chance to pull the trigger on redemption by taking a flamethrower to the very symbol of their love gone wrong.
The wedding dress.
Burning through gallons of gasoline in mere seconds.
A column of flame nearly 100 feet in length.
They must burn it down to be reborn.
The flames of their lost love melting their cold hearts.
So on this Valentine's Day, they won't say yes to the dress. They'll say, fuck you.
We're done.
It happens this morning.
The Valentine's Day Wedding Dress Massacre.
Celebrating the day of love with the biblical cleanser.
Fire, fire.
With the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
And now,
live from outside of the billion-dollar Entercom Multiplex, the Johnny Dare Morning Show brings you the Valentine's Day Wedding Dress Massacre.
Listeners Jessica, Maggie, and Brian
prepared to burn down memories of Valentine's Day past
to melt their cold, cold hearts
so that they may rise from the ashes like a phoenix
with majestic wings made of middle fingers.
For today, they are locked and loaded.
The flames are armed and ready
to take that wedding dress
and burn that mother effer to the ground.
It's the Valentine's Day Wedding Dress Massacre. And here's your host, Johnny Dare.
Oh, good morning from 0 degrees outside the multi-billion dollar multiplex. I just had to go to my second CO2 container. Apparently, super cold CO2 doesn't like it when it's super cold and 0 degrees outside. So we're going to see how this one reacts. We've got the 3 gallons of mixture of diesel fuel and gasoline. We've got the tank ready. This is the bigger one, the more powerful one. The wedding dress is on now. And what is her name now? Who do we have up next? Maggie. Maggie, look at you, beautiful girl. You had a girl come with you today.
Yeah, my best friend.
And so what's going on with that? Come over here, best friend. What happened? So you guys, you got through this together.
Yeah, yes. she was there for me and helped me through everything. So I thought, you need to come take pictures of me burning it. So
are you married?
Currently going through a divorce. So.
Yeah. So this is just a good time for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yep, had to be here.
So why are you getting a divorce?
Oh, long story.
Why didn't you bring your wedding dress?
It got stolen in the move, so I don't have one.
Who steals a wedding dress?
Monsters.
New girl? Is it the new girlfriend?
No.
So what happened to your marriage?
Everything was going great, and then it turned out he was lying to me about a bunch of stuff, and so, yeah, it just kind of went downhill from there.
And where'd you guys meet? Like, how did it start?
It started actually as a work thing. Like, we met at work, which I won't do that again, but...
Was he single?
Yeah, he was.
And you were single?
Mm-hmm.
And how long from when you met to when you got married?
About 3 years, so...
And he said he lied about everything.
Yeah, he just, like, where he was, what he was doing, and it was just really sketchy and just, yeah.
And you're still going through this divorce, is that
right? It's done. The paperwork's done. So I'm ready to get rid of the stress and make it officially complete. Everything's gone, so.
You think after this you can love again?
Oh, I know I can.
All right. Listen, Jake, hold this mic for a second while I carry this over.
I got you.
This one's for real. So we're going to be careful with this one. This is...
This one's a barn burner.
Yeah, this is the... So let me put this igniter on. Hold a second here. This is the igniter. So this is the... That ignites the fuel as it comes out. All right. So now I'm going to open this valve. And that is going to pressurize it. All right. And now, when you squeeze this trigger and only point at that, here we go.
Okay.
Let it rip. Full squeeze, point it down.
Ah, hey. I couldn't tell where I was aiming.
I know. Here we go. 1 second, hold on. Hold this 1 second, let me restart the ignition.
Okay.
You got this. Let me try this here. There you go. There's yours. Here you go. Here you go. Hit it.
Oh my God.
How do you feel about this?
This is awesome!
I don't feel that you've changed your life now.
Yes, I do. I feel good.
I'd say the wedding dress is gone.
I think your mannequin's gone.
All right, let me
gone.
Shut this off here. There you go. Nice job, you guys. Nice job. Hold a second here. I'm shutting everything down, guys. 1 second here. I got to shut this off. That's off. That's down. We have one more to go. So, look at this. Mike, I'm sorry about your mannequin, but I don't think it's coming back.
We still have Brian to go.
This has stopped more traffic.
People on Metcalf and this parking lot headed into Target. Everybody's stopping to watch.
All right, we have another wedding dress to go on.
Yeah, we've got Brian.
That is really something. We have really. We still have a little pressure in this one. I've got to refuel this other one. Did anybody happen to put any fuel in this? Well, I'll let you open this cap, put in gasoline. While I talk to Brian, gasoline's in a red can. So, you're wearing a very nice suit today.
Thank you.
And to represent your groomhood?
Well, I just felt like it was appropriate today to wear a suit.
Sure. Now, married for 8 years. You look really young.
36.
And so what happened? Where'd you meet her? How'd you fall in love? What did you love most about her?
I actually met her through her parents. I was introduced to her by her parents.
Were they mad at you?
No. They actually liked me. They still like me.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, right? So what happened, man? You guys get in love. You fall in love. You get married.
Yeah, we got married and had a couple kids, and everything was going good for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. After the second kid, things changed a little bit, but you know, we worked through it, and then there was a trip that was made with some girls, and I found out that maybe she made out with another guy in New Orleans, and that was pretty much the beginning of the end.
Nobody really stops at making out, you know.
Well, that's what I saw on the text that was sent to a friend, so that's what I'm going off of.
Yeah. You ever meet a stranger in a strange city and make out?
I haven't.
No, you either have sex or you don't as an adult.
Typically, yes.
So you went, I'm out.
Well, not right away. It was a year later, but yeah, eventually that's what it came to.
I see this wedding dress. Now, this is your wedding dress.
Well,
not yours, but you know.
It belongs to me now because it was left, so.
And so you're ready to get rid of this?
I would like to get rid of it, yeah.
Well, what we're going to do is I say we start with this Vulcan one made here in Kansas City and end with the X-Matter one.
That sounds fantastic.
All right, here, let me put this in my pocket. Now we have, of course, Brian, 36, this Valentine's Day. Will you be able to love again once this is destroyed completely?
Absolutely.
I got to get this igniter going here. Hey, guys, I'm going to need the mic over here. Thank you. Yeah. All right, there's that. Got this guy going. Now I got to get the button hot. Got to turn him on. He is green now. I'm going to wait. Yes, Chris, I'm going to wait. Yes. Is the mannequin done? Is the mannequin just not? We're going to kill it on the ground, man. It's got to go on the. Sorry, we have to kill it. Hey, this way. Hey, this. Hey, we're not going to shoot up the dress. Turn it sideways. There you go.
Still gentlemen here.
There you go. We're still gentlemen here. We don't shoot up the lady's wedding dress. All right, Chris, that was a valiant effort. Valiant effort. All right, come here, man. Here. Now, when the button gets pushed, grab that hold. Remember, don't point it at anything you don't want to catch fire.
Yes, sir.
And when you push that button, it will rock and roll.
You ready?
Ready. Here it is. You know what? Feel free to walk up on it if you want. Ooh, he's getting close. How do you feel?
I feel.
Tell me your emotions.
I feel fantastic.
Cover that thing with fire. It's the only way to cleanse it off. Yes, sir?
This is amazing.
Yeah? What was her name?
Ashley.
Ashley. Is this Ashley? Is this emotionally Ashley right now?
We can say that.
All right. Let's try the other one. Let's take this guy, put him down. Hey, no. Don't go. Stay there. Hey, Chris, don't go till I tell you to. He really, really wants to go over there, doesn't he? Turn that little knob this way here, and I'm going to turn him off. Now, if you hold on to this for 1 second, I'm going to load him back up. And this guy has to be hot again. this guy is at now. This is very real, very good. There you go. And you got it. Here you go. Let her rip, man.
Oh, that's so much. That's better.
Well, you're knocking the igniter off. You got to stay in it, man.
Okay.
Oh my. Hold a second here. Hold it. Help me. Here we go. Well, we're out with that. We're done with that one today, guys. All right, there you go. Well, you murdered them both. There you go. All right, I'm freezing my ass off here. We're gonna review everybody's experience this morning with their wedding dresses. Chris can finally put the thing out. I've never seen someone so horny for fire extinguishers so far.
He's out.
He's like, all I want to do is run in front of the fire.
It's like a dude on his wedding night.
I've never seen a dude try to run out so far. What were you going to save? I just want to know what he was trying to save. You know, see how fast he wanted to get out there?
Yeah, and then he was trying to hold it up. I'm like, just lay her down. Like,
he's like, shoot up her skirt and kill her vagina.
Hit the dirty parts first.
My favorite part is you guys had Mission Police drive right on the last one. Yeah, it's perfect timing.
Well, these things happen. All right, listen, pull me a song out. We're going to pack this stuff up. We're going to come inside and get warm. We're going to review everybody's experience this morning. Motley, same old situation. God damn, it's warm in here now, isn't it, people?
Much better.
Where have we got everybody? Nick is here. Nick, get your headphones on. We've got everyone else is here. Jessica's here. Maggie's here. Brian is here as well. We got everybody's mic up here. Let me see if I got you up here. T, get everybody's mic up. Where is Jessica? What mic is she on?
I'm on this one.
All right, she's got this one there. All right, we got Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Hi.
All right, we got Brian.
Hello.
I don't know what makes it crazier. The 0 degree temperature or the fire shooting out of the machines out there. That's a rush that's going on out there. Like, everybody's in a hurry to get it done right, but man, there's a lot going on.
That's a lot of moving parts.
All right, you were first up.
Yes.
So tell me about it. Tell me how you felt about this. Jess, did you like you said, you got married. That had been sitting in your mother and father's closet.
Yes.
And that is quite disintegrated and gone. There's nothing left of it.
There is nothing. I think there might have been a tiny shred.
Mm-hmm. And who knew wedding dresses were so flammable?
You know, my mom asked me if they were fire retardant last night, and I was like, mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Answer's no.
You've learned no.
It's almost like God wants them to burn.
It is a sign.
Yeah. It's you went out there, and in 2011, you got married, and it lasted a few years.
Yes.
And but now it's over. It's gone. He ran off to Joplin to suffer his own family.
Yes.
And now this is it. You've dated, like you were saying outside, you went out one time and he wasn't done getting separated, but and that's not a good example for men, is it?
It's not.
And it's really not. You were like, oh, nice guy.
He was great, but
honest
he
about
she
being
was
separated.
Better.
Yeah, it's not better. It's just sometimes you just go back to the devil you know.
Yes.
You know, no, it's never better, my friend. So now what for Valentine's Day?
Now I go back to work and help everyone else share the love.
Were they excited about what you were doing today?
The girls were, yes.
Sure. Were the men like, oh, man. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I'm going to go handle flamethrowers.
We're going to build the videos today, and then you're going to make sure you leave an email, and then we'll make sure you receive it first, and then we'll send it out into the world.
Awesome. I'm so excited to see it.
Oh, all three of you are all going to be a part of this now. We also have Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, and where'd your buddy go?
She's in there.
All right, we didn't leave her outside, did we?
No, she's with Jake.
She's little. I was like, where'd the little one go?
She freezes quickly.
She didn't even look old enough to be married, does she?
No.
No. And so she's already getting a divorce. She's your buddy. She helped you through this. A tough time. You got married. You were 4 years. You got married.
Mm-hmm.
And you were 30 at the time. Is that right?
Yes.
Right around it.
Yeah.
And what was it you loved most about him? In the beginning?
Well, he was a sweetheart. Like, he was, you know, I worked with him, and he was nice to everybody, and everybody kind of liked him. And just
right? So it's easy, natural.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did it go bad immediately when you got married?
It was a slow transformation into that. But, yeah, like I said, there was just a lot of lying, and it was not a good deal.
Yeah, and then it's tough to get past it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, you're all the way in. Mm-hmm. You're completely committed to the whole thing. So you think, okay. Because everybody gives something up to go in, right? Like,
right.
You gave up your freedom. He gives up his freedom. Everybody, you know, and it sounds bad when you say it out loud, but you really are.
Yeah.
You're giving up your ability to choose anyone else, to meet other people, to have certain other relationships.
Right.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
And then it gets yanked out from underneath you. It's very painful.
Yeah.
So how was the divorce? Tell me about that.
Well, because I was the one who wanted it. I had to pay for all of it. And yeah.
Well, I don't...
I know. I don't, you know, at
I mean,
some
point... you got to want it really bad.
But, at some point, you just want out, and you don't care how you do it.
Right. Oh, I've seen that happen. Oh, my God. I've seen it happen. I watched my buddy just go through this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so. And you just want out.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even care. Did kids or no kids?
No kids.
Good,
no
perfect.
Kids. Yeah.
So it's pretty clean.
Yeah, yeah.
House or anything?
No, not really.
No big money fight. Just came down to the lawyer.
Not and
this, this dude wouldn't even pay for his part of a lawyer.
Didn't get a lawyer. He
sounds like a genius.
Glad he's back in the waters.
Yeah, right.
Enjoy, ladies.
Some lucky girl's gonna have some fun.
When you don't even get a lawyer for your divorce.
Yeah,
damn,
that's a bit understated, isn't it?
Nothing.
And then the lone male today, Brian, who I could tell good sense of humor, but he has been hurt as well. You could tell even when you're telling, and that's okay, man. We've all been there. You look good. You brought your suit. I thought you were very dashing.
Good. Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
You're unfortunately had to murder yours on the ground.
I did. That was okay though.
I didn't realize that the mannequins just weren't gonna. What happened? Really, the sandbags melted, and our crack team of engineers didn't quite gather that. As the plastic melt, the sand would just scatter on the ground. Mm-hmm. It would no longer be a weight. It's just a sandbox now, and so we only had one.
But we had those two little fire extinguishers that Chris is running around in circles with. Just his. They're his own.
They wouldn't even been big enough to put him out when he ran in front of the fire.
I love him.
Chris is the greatest. He is the most on top, wanting to get it done. But mm-hmm. I'm like, why are you running outside into the fire right before?
Into the fire.
This is before Brian got to shoot. So the mannequin was on its side, and he was ready, and we started with the Vulcan, which is an amazing, amazing one, made here locally. And you can look it up, Vulcan Flamethrowers. And Chris was running out there. And I'm like, why are you running out there? Like, what are you trying to save right now? Like, what is it you want to do with what's on fire right now?
Not a basket of kittens
over
there.
No one's taking this home.
No.
Like, this is over. So we got him into a safety zone. I had somebody hold on to him. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had two people hold on to him just in case he had to run out in front of the fire again. Maybe he's part moth. Nobody knows.
I don't know.
So... you finally got to drill down on that thing. Yeah. And I noticed right out of the gate, the thing you did differently than the two girls was you immediately started to walk up on it. Like, you really wanted to get over it and let it have it.
I just didn't feel like I was hitting it quite as well as I wanted to.
Oh, story of my life. So you then we switch out, and you get a solid blast on the bigger one, the X-Matter one.
Yeah.
And how'd that feel?
Well, it was awesome, but, you know, I should have kept on it.
Yeah, well, that's story of my life. Mm.
I know.
Right?
You don't know until you know.
You don't? That's right. If you knew better, you knew better. And let's say that this is hopefully not the last time any of you hold a flamethrower, but it is the last time you have to burn a wedding dress.
I will be purchasing one.
Yeah? Wedding dress or a flamethrower?
A flamethrower.
All right. There you go. kidding aside, does it make any difference? Does it feel any better? Is it better to laugh at it and just get rid of it and have it just go away?
Yeah, no reason to hang on to it, that's
no.
for sure.
Well, the emotions, there's no reason to hang on to them. When it's over, it's over.
Yep.
And what's the old saying? If you hold a grudge, it's like letting someone live rent-free in your head.
Yeah.
You know? You just can't let them stay in there, man. You just got to get rid of them. What about you, man?
Yeah, it felt great. Like, it's the last little bit to just be done with all of it and move on. And, yeah.
Good for you.
Just be happy.
Also, you can tell the next guy, hey, mm-hmm. just FYI, I'm able to handle a flamethrower.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Make good choices.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What about you, Jessica?
If only it was easy to get away from him as well as that dress. We've got a kid together, so I'm stuck for a couple more years. But.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You do your best and die. Maybe next year you come back as counselors. We start this as an annual event, and we add to the growing list of people who want to be a part of the Valentine's Day, the St. Valentine's Day wedding dress massacre.
We'll be the originals.
That's it. Oh, yeah. You very much are, you guys. Well, look, you've also got prize packages. Maybe you meet somebody at these concerts, the Volbeat show, World of Wheels. Maybe you meet them out at the Five Finger Death Punch show or the MMA Fight Night, which...
That's love.
I know you guys have already been through that, so... happy Valentine's Day to Jessica and Maggie and Brian.
Thank you.
Hope you had a good time today. Stay right there, guys.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.